Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan, and today is your 2025 Hot Girl Starter Pack. I asked you guys on Instagram in my little broadcast channel what you would prefer to hear first, if you wanted to hear a Hot Girl Starter Pack or if you wanted your Hot Girl Morning Routine. And Hot Girl Starter Pack got the most likes or most votes when I last checked. So that is what you are listening to today. But nonetheless, I have some housekeeping and then we'll get into the current faves and then we'll get into the Hot Girl Starter Pack, what you clicked on to listen to this for. By Ray, my clothing brand, starting with hats, is dropping January 22nd. I haven't decided the time of the launch yet, probably noon Eastern Standard Time, but I will let you guys know. Make sure you are subscribed to emails on buyray.ca. I'll have that linked in the show notes or description, depending if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on YouTube. If you don't know, I am recording video for the podcast now. It's very amateur, I guess you could say, the video setup. It's literally just a straight up shot. We are just starting with what I know and going from there. Hopefully, the plan for the year is to make it more engaging, more fun. Maybe I get a podcast studio depending how this performs and all, but we're doing video. So if you prefer watching video, you can definitely watch me sit on the couch with my laptop on my lap, talking into a mic, yapping away. If you so please, I'll always have it linked in the show notes so you can go and see. It's just on my normal YouTube channel. Not sure if I should have done it on a different one, but nonetheless, we have just put it on there. So By Ray is dropping January 22nd. I'm launching two trucker hats. One is cream and this beautiful red, and then the other one is cream and a forest green. I think they're so beautiful, so versatile. They're unisex, so you can wear them. Your boyfriend could wear them, your brother, girl, guy, whoever can wear them. They are completely custom hats. I didn't just buy blanks and put some embroidery on them. They're fully custom fit and I really love them. So I'm super excited for you guys to get your hands on them. I have a few questions. I've gotten a few questions about what By Ray is and what you can expect from it. My goal with By Ray is to essentially create effortlessly cool, elevated basics. Items that you can wear day to night. They are timeless. You feel sexy, hot, confident in them. They're classy, good quality. You just feel really good about this purchase and wearing them. They're items that I always grab in my closet that have been perfected. Like, that is the goal without giving away too much. We're starting off with hats because I really do love a good trucker hat. I think it's also, as a business owner, the best thing for me to start off with right now. So I'm super excited for you guys to get your hands on it January 22nd, so soon. I'm also subbing two classes at the Health Cafe in Toronto. So I'll be teaching two Pilates classes January 20th and January 27th at 7:15 a.m. If you live in Toronto and you've been wanting to come and take a class with me, this is your opportunity. You can use code ALANA for 15% off. I believe the Health Cafe is also on ClassPass, so definitely come and sweat and move with me. I'm super excited about that and to get back into teaching because it's been a hot minute. But let's get into my current faves. I'm sorry if these are a bit repetitive from previous weeks, but it's just what I'm loving. I am still in my baking, making homemade food from scratch era, specifically loving banana bread, fluffy pancakes, and steak. The Pivot Year by Brianna Weiss is a current fave book of mine. I've been reading a passage every single day. You guys know how I feel about Brianna Weiss. I absolutely love her. Her books have changed my life. I read The Mountain Is You in 2023 going into of 2024. And then I read this, When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. In early 2024, when I was going through a breakup from a situationship, and it really helped me. And now I'm reading The Pivot Year, going through another breakup. Clearly, Brianna Weiss is who I go to when I'm in times of need. So I highly recommend The Pivot Year. I also know Mel Robbins just came out with her book, The Let Them Theory. And I highly recommend listening to her episode on The Skinny Confidential. It was so incredible. I've been told that that's a really good summary of everything that the book captures. The book is available in, this sounds like a freaking ad, but I swear you guys, it's not. I really want to get the book. I just haven't gotten my hands on it yet. I'm trying to not buy in anticipation. I guess like I'm only reading a passage of this book each day. But you guys know I love to get physical copies of my self-help books, any nonfiction books. I love a physical copy, even though I have my Kindle. But anyways, I digress. I've been obsessed with The Three-Way Pod by Peyton Sardin, Kirsten, and Iman. It's really great. I love listening to it. And I've been watching a rom-com, if not two, every single night. It is truly the only thing healing me and helping me. Well, not the only thing, but it is one of the many things helping me get through this period of my life. And it's so wholesome of me. I love it for me. But nonetheless, let's get into the mindsets of your hot girl starter pack. These are the mindsets that I'm holding on to this year, that I'm leveraging, that you should too if you want to become the hottest, highest, healthiest, happiest version of yourself. Essentially, how you could describe the best version of yourself in any word that begins with the letter H, apparently. Number one, I know this is currently trending on TikTok, that sound of Meredith and what's her name? Anyways, you get the point, from Grey's Anatomy, where she says, just dance it out. I have been doing this for as long as I can remember. And I remember last year so vividly around March when I was going through a breakup. And at Jaybird, the studio that I go to, the Pilates studio, we always dance at the end of class. That became so freeing for me. I know there's a whole thing with like a certain type of healing practice where like you're told to like shake your traumas out kind of thing. And just dancing really helped me release whatever I was feeling and release serotonin and feel so much better. I've always been someone that is the weirdo in their apartment with the music playing, dancing, singing, moving around. I will always do that when I'm in a shitty headspace, when I'm spiraling, when I'm feeling really low, when I just want to shake whatever feeling I am feeling out of my body. I dance it out. When in doubt, dance it out. I will literally always play music. When I'm cooking in the kitchen, I love that I live alone and I can just dance and be free and be silly. And I know it's kind of cringe, but I really don't care. Favorite is, it's okay, I'm okay. I'm sure you just assumed that much. If you've been listening for a while, you probably called that. You probably were like, okay, Alana, it's enough. Drop the Tate McRae. But no, seriously. Also, love a good Miley Cyrus. Love playing Plastic Hearts album by her. So good. Old Selena Gomez. Whatever it is, truly just like dance it out. If you're in a mood, dance it out. If you're in a funk, dance it out. The next, and I'm sure you saw this one coming too, unless you're new here. If you're new here, then hey, these are very predictable things that I'm going to tell you, but they are really fucking helpful. And that is to let them. Fucking let them, then let me. Quote Mel Robbins. Truly just let them. You are just going to exhaust yourself trying to please everyone else and control everyone else and be so uptight about what everyone else is doing and how they're treating you. The only thing you can control is how you act and how you feel and how you choose to respond, unfortunately or fortunately. So just let them do what they're going to do. If they want to walk out of your life, let them. If they're going to do things to ruin their life, let them. People are going to do what they want to do. So stop trying to control them. Stop wasting energy. Stop wasting energy and mental headspace and mental energy on these people. Just let them do what they're going to do and then let you reclaim your peace. Let you focus on yourself. Let you be selfish. Let you do the things that you need to do. Other people's opinions of me are not my responsibility nor my business. People are not going to like you. Not everyone is going to like you. Not everyone everyone is going to have something nice to say about you or your life choices or what you're doing in your career or how you move about life. Not everyone is going to like you, and that is okay. You don't want to be liked by everyone, because then you're a people pleaser and you have no personality and you just bend and mold to what you think other people want you to be, instead of just trusting your gut, going with what you want to do, acting the way in which you want to do, and running the life that you want to live. All that matters is how you feel about yourself. The only person that knows your true intentions is you. And if you are happy and content with that, that is all that matters. It is not worth taking up mental headspace and mental energy and energy in general, emotional energy, being consumed about what other people are saying about you behind your back. Let them think that. As long as you feel good about who you are and your actions and your intentions, that is truly all that matters, because you're the one that has to live with you. Tunnel vision on taking care of ourselves, tunnel vision on our career, tunnel vision on protecting our peace, tunnel vision on whatever you need it to be. Every new year, we set New Year's resolutions, we set goals, and sometimes we forget to create the game plan on how to get there. Whether it's something like saving more money, investing more money, sometimes we forget how to actually do it. We forget to let ourselves know or create a game plan as to how we can make saving or investing our money easier. But Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has the chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. I personally love Acorns. It makes investing and figuring out what to do with your money and adulting in general a whole lot easier, a whole lot less stressful, a whole lot less overwhelming. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is, they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What do you want your 2025 story to be? Every January brings you 365 blank pages waiting to be filled. Maybe you want this to be a monumental year. Maybe that you want this year to be the year you really challenge yourself to grow as a person and get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Maybe you want to finally work through those things that you feel are always coming up, and you just want to navigate and create a better toolkit to navigate the challenges of life better. I personally have been going to therapy for 4 years, and it has truly changed my life. I would never say that I was someone that deeply struggled mentally, but I definitely struggled with anxiety, and choosing to see my therapist regularly has truly changed my life. It's changed my outlook on the world, myself, my relationships, and I have a better toolkit to tackling any harder, more challenging moments in my life. And BetterHelp is a great opportunity to get started with therapy in a way that is super affordable and convenient. They have served over 5 million people worldwide, giving everyone an access to a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. It's also super easy to switch your therapist because sometimes finding your therapist is like dating around. You got to date around a little bit and figure out who you feel the most comfortable with and who can help you the best. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana, ALLANA. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. You experience darkness, but still choose to sprinkle sunshine wherever you go. That is strength. You saw the light in yourself even when you were surrounded by darkness. That is strength. Nothing is sexier than someone who makes it clear that they only have eyes for you. A partner who wants to be a husband and father and doesn't just want a wife and children. I'm going to say that one again. A partner who wants to be a husband and a father and doesn't just want a wife and children. There is a difference. I want you to sit with that one a little bit. It feels better to be me than to be someone else. Maybe you don't feel like you're progressing because you're continuously raising the bar. My husband wouldn't do that and move on. Romanticizing the shit out of everything. The happiest people romanticize their life because they know magic exists where they choose to find it. And as someone who has been doing this for the past few years, I can confidently say it makes your life that much better. And it is the reason I continue to do the things that even on the days I don't want to do them, I know I should do because I just romanticize the shit out of them. Don't expect yourself from other people. It's not fair to you or them. You cannot control the way other people act, but you can control the way you react to them. What is meant for you will arrive in clarity, not confusion. If you're confused, that's your answer. Move in silence. Stop telling, sharing, just start doing what people don't know they cannot ruin. Not everything has to make sense. Let it go and choose peace. This is specific to breakups or people walking out of your lives. You are not going to be able to figure out that missing piece to the puzzle. You are not going to be able to figure out the solution to this problem. It is unsolvable. It's just going to drive you crazy trying to figure out the why, what happened to trigger XYZ. Just let it go. Let them walk out of your life and let you choose you. And lastly, excuse my language. We're just going to be cunty. And I don't mean this in a bitchy way. I don't mean being rude to people, but I mean just being so authentically yourself and so confidently yourself and holding your head tall and standing up tall and walking into a room with such confidence, but also such love for yourself and such beauty and grace and humbleness that it's almost cunty. We don't let people who are not on our level bother us. We don't let things get to us. And if we do, we allow ourselves to feel, we process, and we let it the fuck go. So those are our mindsets of our hot girl starter pack. If you're a hot girl in 2025, you live, breathe, die by those mindsets. I'd also love to hear what you think the mindset of a hot girl is. So feel free to DM me, comment on my most recent Instagram reel, or comment it on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. On to the habits of a hot girl in 2025. A consistent sleep schedule is so hot, you guys. We are caring about our sleep hygiene in 2025. If you are a longtime listener to the podcast, then you know that I have had a constant battle of trying to get my sleep into this regime. Usually on vacation, I get into a really good sleep pattern. I would like to thank now my Hatch alarm clock and my Ultra Human ring for helping me continue that and constantly humble me with that. But we love a consistent sleep schedule. What is a consistent sleep schedule? This means going to bed and waking up at around a similar time every single day. Ideally, like 5 out of 7 days of a week, because we know we like to get a little frisky on the weekend. Sometimes we go for a date. Maybe we go have a girls' night out, whatever it may be. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes we're grinding. But I would love for us to aim as the hottest girls in 2025 to go to bed and wake up at around the same time every single day, aiming for those 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Maybe you want more, so we could do a little more, but ideally minimum 7, because hot girls need their beauty rest or hot girl sleep. Good sheets, a cool dark room, limiting blue light before bed, a hatch alarm clock or some sort of like alarm clock situation, maybe using the sleep settings on your iPhone. Hot girls get good sleep. They get good sleep. They also wake up and make their bed. They don't leave it. They don't leave it undone. They don't come home to an undone bed. We wake up and we make our beds. A clear space equals a clear mind. Making your bed for the first thing makes us feel more accomplished, more confident, more productive, and that energy ripples into the rest of our day and ripples into how we hold ourselves moving forward, believe it or not. Getting ready always. I don't care if you're staying at home because you work remote. I don't care if you're staying at home because your school is online. I don't care if you're staying at home because you're rotting all day. Get ready. Brush your teeth. Do your skincare. Do your makeup that makes you feel good. Do your hair. Get dressed. Change your clothes. Look good. Feel good. I always love habit stacking this with a podcast, whether it's for entertainment or educational purposes. Good habit stack over there. But be the girl that gets ready no matter what. And it doesn't have to be full glam, but do like show yourself love. Take a moment to make yourself feel good. Show yourself love. Take time for yourself no matter how busy you are. Even if it means just putting moisturizer on. Even if it means just taking a moment to comb or brush out your hair. Do something for you. Get ready. Change out of those pajamas. Start your day. Right. Move your body and be consistent with your form of movement. I don't care what you're doing for your workouts, whether it's Pilates, whether it's running, maybe it's boxing, maybe it's Zumba, maybe it's swimming, maybe it's gymnastics, dancing, whatever it is. Just be consistent with it. And I also want to preach that less is more. Just because you work out a million times a week, 2 times a day, blah, 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 doesn't mean you're going to see results any sooner. If anything, I have learned it prohibits results. It puts stress on your body. It causes inflammation. It holds on to water weight. Your body doesn't have time to recover. Less is more. And let go of counting burned calories. If you are someone who wears their Apple Watch or their fitness tracker of any sort all the time, and if you forget it, you feel like you can't actually work out or you shouldn't work out, that it's not worth it, that it doesn't count, or your workout is only deemed as being good enough if you burn X amount of calories, we are leaving that in 2024. Hot girls don't care how many burned calories we have. All we care is that we took time for ourselves. We took time to be present with our bodies. We took time to do movement that makes us feel good, that releases endorphins, that's good for our physical health and well-being, that's good for our mobility, it's good for aging, it's good for longevity. That's all that matters. In fact, I challenge you to not wear your Apple Watch, your Garmin, etc. when working out. The workout still counts even if you don't track it. Even if it doesn't go on Strava, even if it's not in your activity app, even if you don't close the rings, whatever it is. Really focus on being present, taking the privilege of being able to take time to do this workout, focusing on that mind-muscle connection, using your breath to further activate the transverse abdominis, learning how to properly engage your core and activate muscles, whether it be Pilates, lifting, spin, whatever it is, and finding what works for you and your body and your mind. Find what you enjoy, what challenges you, what works for you, what feels best, what energizes you, what do you look forward to, what is fueling you in this period, in this era of your life as a hot girl in 2025. For me, I really love Pilates right now. I switch between doing heated mat Pilates and reformer. I do reformer on a traditional reformer. I also use a mega former. I also love doing boxing occasionally. I love going to a run club every now and again. Sometimes I'll do a HIIT class, but primarily Pilates. And that's just what feels good for me. And that's what I can be consistent with. So I pick that because I know I'm not going to cancel it. I know I'm going to look forward to it. I know I'm going to try in the class. I know I'm not going to dread it. And I know it reinforces this positive relationship I have with myself and my body and everything.
I know when you're listening to this, this is just merely a second after the last thing I spoke, but both of my devices, my camera and my Zoom recorder, decided to die on me at the same time. And then I had some chaotic shit happen to me. Some NHL player randomly viewed all my stories, and I'm just like, what is going on? I feel like I've also have where
you guys know I'm trying to drink more water in 2025. I drink too much coffee and not enough water. And I want to make sure I feel good about the water that I'm drinking, that it is safe, that it is free from over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, and PFAS, and that it tastes great. That is why I love my Lifestraw Home Studio water filter dispenser that lives in my fridge. It stays nice, icy cold, and tastes so good. It looks so good. And I just love the aesthetic of it as well, because you guys know it has to look pretty. I love an aesthetic place, and I love things that are both aesthetic and functional. Did you know that your average bottle of water actually contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic? And I want to make sure that my water does not have that, which is why I really love using my Lifestraw Home Studio water filter dispenser. It is perfect. No more nasties. Use code ALANA for 15% off the purchase of any Lifestraw home product at lifestraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. Thank you, Lifestraw Home, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where were we? We were talking about workouts. Now we're going to go into fueling your body properly. These are things I have lived by for the past year specifically. And I feel like it's truly changed my life, because I feel like for a few years now, I've definitely have gone through different hyperfixations and different diets and mindsets, negative and positive with food. And I feel like I finally found my sweet spot and what works for me. And obviously, I'm not a dietitian, I'm not a doctor of any sort, but I have found that it is important, obviously, to fuel your body properly and to support the lifestyle that you are living. If you are doing a lot of intense running, you need more carbs. If you're doing a lot of heavy lifting, you need more protein. And I think also eating mindfully in terms of chewing your food properly and being aware of your hunger cues and relearning hunger cues and knowing when you are satisfied in eating and not eating to the point of over fullness or feeling super stuffed or uncomfortable every single time you ate. Because for so long, I always ate kind of to this point of feeling over full, and I would eat when I was bored. I'd also have a lot of sugar cravings. I think in learning to fuel my body properly and relearn my relationship with food and my hunger cues and balancing my hormones and whatnot. Eating to the point of satisfaction, not to the feeling of overfull. Majority of the time, obviously, it happens. We have a soulful meal and we want more, and that's okay. Prioritizing whole foods, or rather more so home-cooked meals, like just trying to make as many meals at home as possible. I do really think this impacts in how we feel. We could be ordering Uber Eats or DoorDash or whatever it is, or getting takeout or going to restaurants and whatnot, and we could be having healthy choices and smart choices. But I've done it where I've ordered so much Uber Eats and I've made smart choices or healthier items, like I've ordered salads or healthy things, and you still don't feel that great when you're eating it all the time. Like, there is no better feeling than a home-cooked meal, no matter what it is. So I just, hot girls in 2025, we are one, also smart with our money because of this. And two, we make home-cooked meals. We are learning how to make the foods that we love. We are taking time to cook our meals and put love into it and energy into it. And it's almost this therapeutic ritual for ourselves, whether it's a sweet treat, like we're making a baked good. You guys know I love making banana bread right now, or cookies. And I just love taking the time to cook for myself and for others as well, because one, it keeps my hands and mind busy and is very therapeutic in that instance. It's very grounding. It's satisfying to be making your own food. It's also confidence building, like learning how to create something and adding all these ingredients together and getting this like delicious, beautiful outcome. I really do think cooking and baking is therapeutic and an art form and a form of expression. So making majority of your meals at home, I do love a meal out, but prioritizing home-cooked meals with whole foods, not being too strict on anything. I have really learned in this past year, and I feel like this has really allowed me to be at a place where I have my dream relationship with food and my body and exercise, and I have my dream body, and I feel strong in my body, and I feel really good all the time. But not being too strict on anything, not being too close-minded, not having black or white thinking, just everything in moderation. If you want a chocolate croissant, go get yourself a chocolate croissant, but you don't need to have five. If you want to have vanilla in your coffee, you can have vanilla in your coffee. I find being aware of sugar is really important. If I have too much sugar, my face is super bloated and more round. I start to break out along my chin and my jawline, and I get super cystic acne where it hurts. I also find that I crave the sugar even more. Like, the more sugar you have, the more you crave it. And it's not that I'm zero sugar. I fully have vanilla in my coffee. I had honey in my coffee this morning. But it's just being aware, again, everything in moderation. That's going to look different for me versus you versus the next person. But just figuring out that sweet spot, for lack of better words, in everything. It's not good to have too much takeout. Like, it's okay to have some takeout, you know, like figuring out what that balance is for you. Prioritizing protein after your workouts, not being afraid of red meat. I'm very much into steak for dinner with broccoli or fries. Red meat is really good for you, especially as women, who get a period every month. A lot of us are low on iron or B12, and red meat is rich in that, and it's really, really good for you. So learning how to like cook your favorite foods in a way that you can really enjoy it. Like, learning how to make a steak so I don't have to just have it when I go to a restaurant has been such an amazing and fun experience. And I feel like I've also gained confidence in my cooking abilities because I finally know how to make one of my favorite dishes and I can make it well. So learning new skills is a confidence booster, and hot girls are confident. They try new things. They have hobbies, routines. You guys know I love a morning routine. I am all about waking up before 8 a.m., getting dressed, making my bed, making my coffee, getting ready, listening to a podcast while I get ready, going to a workout, whether it's Jaybird or Solace or boxing or a HIIT class at Sweat and Tonic or a spin class, or maybe going for a run with a run club, whatever it is. I love to move my body. I've been reading a chapter or like an excerpt of The Pivot Year every single day by Brianna Weiss. And that's my morning routine. I come home, I shower, and I get situated. I have breakfast. all the good stuff. Night routine. Home-cooked dinner, cleaning up, wiping down our counters, washing pots and pans, etc., putting the dishwasher on, showering if I haven't, lighting a candle, watching a rom-com, setting the vibes, like warm, cozy, relaxing, slow vibes. Red light in the bedroom, rain sounds on the hatch, limiting blue light before bed, really just like focusing on winding down and calming down before bed. Housekeeping routine. Washing my laundry weekly. Washing my bed sheets weekly. Washing my towels. I did all three of these yesterday. It was a full hardcore laundry day, but I'm so happy I just got it all done. Deep cleaning the kitchen and the bathroom and vacuuming and mopping and taking the trash out. Really just like taking care of your space. I have a daily cleanup that I do, aka the closing shift, as TikTok loves to call it. Spend 5 to 10 minutes each night before your bed tidying up so that you can go to bed with a clean space and wake up to it. Wiping away the counters, putting everything in the dishwasher, washing the dirty dishes, putting all the clutter away and where clutter collects. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about in your home. For me, it's my kitchen island and the chairs at like my bar stools always collect so much. Dishwasher on, counters wiped, everything in its home. Everything goes back in its home. Your bag is prepped for tomorrow. Your lunch is prepped for tomorrow if you're packing your lunch. Your clothes are out. Dirty clothes are in the laundry bin. Whatever it is, like everything is in its place. It almost looks like no one lives in your home. That's the vibes. And then I have my weekly routines of my self-care things. I'm really trying to continue with going to the sauna and the ice bath weekly. It's really therapeutic. It's great for recovery. We know hot girls prioritize recovery. It's not just about the workouts. We're doing mobility. We're stretching. We're resting. We're getting our sleep. We're taking our magnesium. We're having our electrolytes. We're doing red light. We're doing the sauna and the ice bath. We're taking a cold shower if we don't have an ice bath. All the things. Red light therapy. The shower. I love a weekly shower. I love exfoliating, shaving, hair mask or hair gloss. Body lotion. Always put body lotion on after you shower. Always. Always do your skincare, blow out the hair, style it, do a face mask maybe. Just do all the things for the shower that make you just feel so, so, so good. Hot girls do that on a weekly basis. If you want to just like continuously stay hot throughout the year, don't just like fall off track with all the things, all like your maintenance things, all the high maintenance to stay low maintenance things that you do that make you feel good. I don't know. I used to like always slack off with these things kind of in winter, and then the winter uglies really got to me. But a few years ago, I realized that if I just like keep up with keeping my nails together, if I keep up with keeping my hair looking fresh, like getting regular trims and doing my color on schedule and keeping up with all like the shower, like exfoliating and shaving and always just like taking time to take care of myself and taking care of my space as well, like keeping up consistency with caring for my space, you feel so much better and that energy ripples outwards and people will compliment you on it because you will just feel so much better about yourself. When you feel good, you hold yourself higher, you have a better energy and aura about yourself, and that is what hot people have. It's like not like, yes, these are things that are like physical things, right? But it impacts how you feel mentally. It's your energy. I think energy and confidence can make you so much more attractive. Things for your hot girl starter pack. Live, Laugh, Love, the Hatch alarm clock. Yes, it's a $200, $300 alarm clock, but it has literally changed my life. It has changed the way in which I sleep. I will put the sound machine on even if there is a boy in my bed. I do not care. I will put it on. I mean, most of the time I don't even think they hear it because I keep it quite kind of quiet because I don't like it too loud because otherwise I can't sleep. But I will put it on. My Ultra Human Ring. It keeps me accountable with my sleep, with my recovery. I love it for the cycle tracking. I've spoken about this multiple times in the past few episodes. Aquaphor lip balm. Do not sleep on it. A good skincare routine. Figure out what works for you. Less is more. You don't need to have a million one actives and serums and blah, blah, blah. Simple. I love Rode. I love Caudalie. I use pretty much like the whole Rode line. I use the cleanser, Live by the Glazing Milk. Then I use my Caudalie Vino Perfect, the Rode Glazing Fluid, a Caudalie Eye Cream, the Rode Barrier Butter, which has literally changed my life. It makes your skin look like
glass, and then the Tatcha sunscreen for during the day. Have a makeup routine that you love. I live and breathe by the Say Glowy Super Gel and Star Glow. I put this under my eyes. I know Melody Miles is a little caught up in drama right now, but she puts it under her eyes and that's where I learned it from, and it literally has changed my life. The Rode Pocket Blushes. I love Sleepy Girl, and then I love pairing it with either Freckle or Peggy. If I use Freckle, I put Freckle on underneath. If I use Peggy, I put it on top of Sleepy Girl. I really just like find the core products that you love that really just give you like that unrecognizable makeup look, and know what highlights your features. Like know what makeup and how you apply it accentuates your features. I'll link all the my go-to makeup products in the show notes below. They're always linked on my Shop My, but just like having a good skincare routine that you can do consistently. When you do things consistently, you see the largest impacts. So being consistent with that, having a makeup routine that you can just like put on and not think too much about, and it just makes you feel so much more confident and feel good. I love having good quality basics. I think every hot girl needs to have good quality basics, a really good pair of leggings, a really good tank top, a really good fitted t-shirt, a loose t-shirt, a long sleeve, all these things that you can dress up, dress down, and feel really good on you, and you feel super confident in them. And I really do think it can really change how you carry yourself. I do think like the way in which we dress and choose to dress and present ourselves can impact our self-esteem and the way we walk into a room. So yes, these things can be materialistic, but finding clothes that I feel super confident and comfortable in has changed my life. It truly has changed my life. I have never felt more confident about my body than I have once I found clothes that actually flatter me. Like I learned lower-waisted jeans with a longer top flatters my body so much more. If I'm gonna wear high-waisted pants, it needs to be monochromatic or like very simple or a bodysuit or something. Otherwise, it just shortens me, or like, you know, I learned my body type. I learned how to dress for it. I know what types of clothing and materials and fits work well for me and necklines, etc. So I want to challenge you to figure that out this year if you haven't already, and invest in the pieces that make you feel like your hottest, healthiest self. Well-kept nails and hair, like I discussed. I love my Kindle. Hot girls read. Kindles are great. I love using Anna's Archive to get my books because hot girls are smart with their money too. Love having a good notebook and pen. I will link the one that I use. I forget. What is it? I have like a lilac one, and then I have pens that I really love, but just find a really good notebook that you love, that you can journal in, that you can take notes in, whatever you want to use it. Maybe you have different journals for different things. And hot girls want to get better. And I'm assuming that you're a hot girl that wants to get better and to improve herself. And so not only is she listening to self-improvement podcasts like this one, but she's also reading, because reading makes us smarter and gives us more words for our vocabulary. And it also gets us off our fucking phones and computers and TVs. So I love a good self-help book, a good nonfiction book, a book that's going to challenge the way in which I think and maybe rewire some neuropathways. I love The Pivot Year so far. I've read When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal, The Mountain Is You, Let Them Theory, Atomic Habits. What other books do I love? Attached. Literally any self-help book, I encourage you and I challenge you to pick up at least one and finish it from cover to cover. Annotate it, take notes, journal, reflect, do what you need to do to get the most out of it. Read each chapter twice if you have to. But I encourage you to pick one up. It's not taboo. It's not cringe. It is hot. Hot girls read, not just fiction books. We love a fiction book, but they want to better themselves. They want to be the best, healthiest, hottest, highest version of themselves. And that girl is you, and it can be you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you have some takeaways from it. If you liked it, I encourage you to share it with a friend who you think would enjoy it if you haven't already. If you loved it, I would love if you could leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave a comment there as well. I love when you guys tag me in your reels and your TikToks and your stories that you're listening to the pod or that you had a favorite episode. I love reposting it and sharing it and chatting with you guys. And I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.